Where am I?
Hello, Royce.
Who are you?
I'm Scott. Scott Joplin.
Scott Joplin? The first artist to live to see himself go platinum. The king of ragtime. The entertainer?
Well, not exactly in the flesh, but yours truly.
What is this place?
This is the Phantom Between, or as I like to call it, Dreamland.
Is this real? Are you real?
Depends on what you mean by real. Walk with me, Royce. Dreamland is where we untethered souls come to communicate with the other side. We confront you with the unknown to help bring you to your higher self.
Interesting. But why is it a forest? Looks kinda...
wild? This is your wildest dream, Royce. As peculiar as it is, a journey of self-exploration and revelation surely awaits. And I must say, you've tapped into the right channel.
Dang, okay. I guess I'm really tapped in out here in the Dreamland. I'm not exactly sure why to your channel. Oh, snap, wait, the museum. I play ragtime for people who come into your old apartment in St. Louis. I must have fell asleep there last night after work.
No, don't worry. I've been watching you for some time now. What if I told you that fate brought you here for a reason?
What's the reason?
Royce, I'm dying.
I thought you were already dead.
My legacy, Royce. Black American music, popular music. As I fade out of the memory of the culture, I lose my influence. With no influence, I can't connect with people like you.
But ragtime died over a century ago. I mean, don't you think it's a little late to try to save it?
Save it? It's not about resurrecting the past. We've come to a time where the culture has forgotten about originality. It's about finding the beauty that makes us who we are, Royce. Once upon a time, the United States didn't have a national voice. So folks just tried to turn her into another European parrot. If it wasn't the German waltz, it was the Irish jig. If it wasn't that, it was the Sousa march. Boy, did she love Sousa. She'd march herself to the end of the earth, beating her drum of so-called independence. But between the European march and hers, only an expert could tell the difference. Do you know when that changed, Royce?
When did March music change? The first day of April? I don't know.
It wasn't until all those people who looked like you and I had been emancipated, until all the voices could contribute, that truly American popular music was born. Isn't that something? She could shout and shout about independence and freedom from the highest rooftop in the square, but nobody even heard her until she meant it. Our nation's music is an emblem of the freedom to express ourselves.
Wow. I guess I never thought of it that way.
Most don't. Many never will. As beautiful as it is, I fear we'll all be completely lost as your generation becomes more and more hypnotized by algorithms, which is apparently where true self-expression goes to die.
Okay, wait. It doesn't have to be that way. Like, we could have a big cultural flashback Friday or something where we celebrate our ancestors. I guess we have Black History Month. Is Black History Month just flashback February?
Royce, I need you to hear me clearly. Someday you may join me here. But for now, I'm afraid this may be our only opportunity to speak while you're still able to put my words into action.
What is it? What you need me to do?
I need you to save pop music.
Pop music? What do you mean, save? Wait, hold up, don't go. How will I even know if I saved it?
Look up to the stars that light your way in the dark, and you'll know, just like we knew. Keep the dream alive, Royce. Save pop music.
What does that even mean? Wait!